Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Hope everyone had a Freiluchin and a Kosher in Yontif, a Liyadik Yontif, Yontif of Pesach. We haven't had a Shir since before Yontif. Parshas Acharei Mois, Tovshin Peidalid, very not so common. That Acharei Mois and Kedoshim are separate, and in Meir Simcha's Meshech Chochma, there's a Hoinrav on Acharei Mois, a Hoinrav on Kedoshim, and it gives us the opportunity to learn a shtickle in Parshas Acharei Mois. Before I begin, I just want to give Shvach V'idol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hashem, with Zoicha to put out a new Sefer. It's called 33 Days Towards Shavuos, illuminating the halachic and historical concepts of the mourning period of Svira. It's about the Avelus of Svira. One part is, the beginning is the halachas of Svira, and the second part is the history of the Zman, the Crusades, Me'inyan Le'inyan, to Chaf Sivan, and as to try to demonstrate and give a little bit of a hashkafa of how the Avelos and the tragedies of the Sfira period are a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. It's available in stores, Baruch Hashem. And I just want to give Shvach V'idah and share that news with you. And please go out and buy it and be inspired and prepare with the Avelos of Svira for the Yontif of Kabbalah Satira. Okay, let's go to the Meshech Chochma, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Aleph, right in the beginning of the Parsha, Bekarvosam Lifnei Hashem Vayamusu. So the beginning of the Parsha says, Vayidabra Hashem Acharei Mois, Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bekarvosam Lifnei Hashem Vayamusu. So in Parsha Shmini, as we know, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day of the Chanukah Zamishkan, Nodav and Avihu, Bakrivam Eish Zora Lifnei Hashem, were killed by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. B'zayis Yavai Aaron El HaKadosh, Kadosh Baruch Hu warns Aaron HaKayin not to go B'chaleis El HaKadosh, as Rashi says, since he was warning him and saying, don't go where you're not supposed to go, and look what happened, Nebuch, to your sons who did something they weren't supposed to do. Bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu. So you can't go wherever you want, but b'zayis yavar nala kodesh. Yom Kippur, you're able to go into the kodesh hakadoshim, and that's the whole beginning of Parshas Acharei Mois, is avodas yom kippurim. Sakter Meir Simcha. We're skipping the first paragraph, we'll go to the second paragraph. V'nei me'asmichus b'zayis yavar nala kodesh. Al Misa Shnei Bnei Aaron. We have the smichus, the putting together of Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKadosh, the Parsha of Yom HaKippurim, to Misas Bnei Aaron, V'lomo Yitzorich Loimer Ze Adover Shal Be'osol HaKadosh Hashvi. Now, L'chaira, this Parsha is a Parsha for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishrei. We are holding on the first day of Nisan. The eighth day of Ahi Bayom HaShmini, this parsha was said, says Reb Meir Simcha. It's one of the eight parshiyos that were said Bayom HaKamas HaMishkan, the Gemara Gittin, Samach Omer Aleph. So Reb Meir Simcha is bothered. Why is it necessary that on the day of the HaKamas HaMishkan, we need to know all the halachas of Avodas Yom HaKippurim that's going to be in over 6 months? So leman da'amar depreciates kohen gadol yafina misinai. Meir Simcha with the lamdus qualifies his question, and in brackets he writes, leman da'amar di alef miluim mishum hachi samach lag mure preisha kadamar biyushalmi ayin sham. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi tells us like this, and this is really the beginning of the Gemara Masechta Yuma and the Bavli as well, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to separate from his house to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that the Kohen Gadol Menoani Mili, that there needs to be Prisha for Yom Kippur and for Paradum as well? So there's a machlaikas. There's a machlaikas. One man, Damer, says that we learn from the miluim. That just like by the miluim, they had to be pirish for 7 days before they got to the avodah, so too the Kayan Gadol has to be pirish 7 days before the avodah. So Zokter Meir Simcha, according to that man, Damer, that we learn Prishas Kayan Gadol Yom Kippur from the miluim. So it's understandable why the parsha was said here, in order that it should be right next to the parsha of the miluim. But says Rav Meir Simcha, according to the mandam, we learn Prishas Kayan Gadol from Sinai. The Moshe Rabbeinu had to wait 7 days before he went up to Har Sinai. So why was it necessary to have the parsha of Yom Kippurim here, next to the miluim? What is the reason? Omar b'Yerushalmi reish Yuma. So on that, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Yuma says, Ma Yom Kippurim mechaper, af misa sadikim mechaperes. So comes along the Gemara and says, yes, there's a reason. And the reason is to be soimech Yom Kippur to misa sadikim of Nodav Aviyu. And not to teach you something about Yom Kippur, to teach you something about Misa Sadikim. Just like Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Misa Sadikim is Mechaperes. Continues the Gemara, V'lama Somach Misas Miriam Lepar Aduma Parshas Chukas. Rashi brings it down there as well. Why is the Misa of Miriam right next to Parshas Par Aduma? L'lamdecha, Shekeshem She'efer Parah Mechaperes Al Yisrael. Just like the Efer of the Parah is Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. Af kach misas misosin shel tzadikim mechaperes al Yisrael. Omer Rav Yudan bar Reb Shalom, lama samach hakos of misas aroin l'shibur haluchos. Why did the Torah put the misa of aroin next to shviras haluchos? L'lamdecha she misosin shel tzadikim kasha lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shibur luchos. To teach us that just like the Shviras Haluchas was Kasha Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too Misosan Shel Tzadikim are Kasha Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Quickly. See if we can find the Gemara right here inside. No. Which volume is it in? Pesach and Yom Hashgal. There we go. In Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Beis Yamar Hashem Elai Psalucha," and afterwards it says, "Bnei Yisrael Nosim Beres Bnei Yakan Meisera Shom Meis Arin." Or the Carbonator says another pasuk, "Osim Es Haluchos Baran Asher Osisi Beyisham Kasher Tzivani Hashem," which is referring to Shivrei Luchos, and again afterwards it says, "Bnei Yisrael Nosu Shom Meis Arin." So that's the smicha. So Meir Simcha's bothered. What are these three comparisons of Misa Sadikim? Our parsha of Yom Kippurim, parshas Chukas of Parah Aduma, and in parshas Ekev Shviras Haluchos Habir. So Meir Simcha says a Meir Dekapshat here. The Yom Kippurim Mechaper Mitzad Shehu Eis Ratzin. Why is Yom Kippur Mechaper? It's an Eis Ratzin. The time is a time that lends itself to Kapara. It's a school of dikadei for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, asher bo yichaper ovin amoy b'nei Yisrael. And this day, the averus of Klal Yisrael will be forgiven. Kain, the misa sadikim hu eis rotzin. Dr. Meir Simcha, the Chazal are teaching us misa sadikim is also an eis rotzin.
V'roichiv ha-rovoi sos v'sameach b'voilov noki v'tzadik.
Why is it an Eis Ratzon? Because Chazal tell us that the Malachim and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam are besimcha when a tzaddik goes up to Shamayim u'mechaper, and because of that it's an Eis Ratzon. That simcha brings kapara. But mitzad askula, it's a skula dika time. Ach, b'tnai sheyia k'moy b'yom HaKippurim. But Zokter Meir Simcha, it's similar to Yom Kippur. Why? Deimos Yom HaKippurim mechaper. When is Yom Kippur mechaper? Dafka k'shekaru mikra kodesh. Only when you celebrate, I want to say, it's not the right word, but you value and you do Yom Kippur properly. You make it a mikra kodesh. You make it a holiday. You recognize the erech of the day, the value of the day, the power of the day. But Rachman Etzlan, someone who doesn't value Yom Kippur, kicks it. Even if it's just in his heart. Even if a person goes through the motions, but beliboy, it's like, yeah, it's another day. Okay, you got to do it because everyone else is doing it. Ain't a mechaper. It's not mechaper. Kein betzadik. So too by a tzadik. If when the tzaddik is nifter, a person is machshiv that tzaddik, he elevates the tzaddik, he learns from the tzaddik, oz misosim michaperes, then he has the school of the misa tzaddikim. Avo b'mevayit b'libay es ha-tzaddik b'rachmanu l'tzlan. If in his heart he's not machshiv the tzaddik, ozeinu mechaper alav, he can't tap in to that eis ratzoi. Chazal tells us the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Hei, Om Rav Yudam Arav, Kol Misatzel Bespeidu Shal Chacham, Roi L'Koiv Roi B'Chayim. Anyone who's lazy about the hesped of a Chacham, it's Roi to bury him while he's alive. Shenemar brings a pasuk by Yeshua that they weren't Masvinim K'Roi, Sheroga Shaleim Har L'Argam. So, Roi L'Koiv Roi B'Chayim. Whose life are we talking about? In his life. So they bring down here on the bottom that the Marsha says, Pshat is like this. It's Mida Kenegan Mida. Because a person who's Mitz'asel Besbeidu Shomeis of the Chacham Shomeis, he's saying, so why are you not eulogizing him? He was Nifter. Teretz is in your mind like, okay, big deal. And if when he was alive, we didn't say much about him. The Lashon of the Marsha is Arihu Machshiva Kechai. He hasn't really died. It's like he's living in his kever. He's living in his kever. So the Mida Keneged Mida is Roi L'Koiv Roi B'Chayav. This person should be buried while he's alive. Meaning the person who is Mis'atzel B'Hespedoi. It's his life. He's alive that he should be buried. But Meir Simcha says no, the opposite. Roi L'Koiv Roi B'Chayav B'Chayav Shal Chacham. Meir Simcha means in the life of the Chacham. Why? Shemisasa L'Kipra Alav Me'uma. A person who's alive when the Chacham is Nifter could chaparain to the kapara that his Misa brought. But if you don't appreciate him, your Misatzel Behesbeidah, you don't appreciate him, and you don't tap in to the Eis Ratzin of the Misa Satzadik, so that person, why did he need to be alive now? He should have died Bechayav of the Chacham because he didn't take advantage of the Misa Sachacham. So why is he alive now? The chayav means in the chayav of the chacham. So that, says Rav Meir Simcha, is the dimyon in our parsha of Misa Sadikim Tiyom HaKippurim. It's a certain eis ratzoin, but only if you appreciate the tzaddik, if you chaparain to it, if you have an appreciation, just like Yom HaKippurim, is only mechaper for the one who takes advantage of the day. Second mashal, v'achar kach omer dugmas paraduma shigeremes tahara. Paraduma, even though the lashon of the Gemara is efer para mechaperes, the way it's mechaper, it's geirim tahara. Brings tahara, we know the paraduma. Keina yedei misa sadik. Through the misa sadik nis'oirer ha'odom lasas tshuva. A person can be awakened to do tshuva, ul'taher mechatov, and to purify himself, cleanse himself from his sins. Why? Shemisboinim, because he starts thinking, im barozo naflo shalheves, if in this great cedar tree, meaning the tzaddik, he was nifter, it's a gemara mayikatan, the day Ravina was nifter,
Rav Ashi told Bar Kippuk, what will you say? He says, I'm going to say, Imaroza Nothel Shal Heves Mayasu Ezu Vekir. Everybody else is like Ezav, like hyssop, like the hyssop, the stuff that grows on the wall. If a cedar tree was burned down, what's going to happen to the rest of us? So you take a Musar, and that Musar awakens a person to tshuva. It brings Tahara Chayotzebo. Was Oyal Derech Hani Biryoni, the Reb Zeira, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, these Biryonim, these people in days of Reb Zeira, that Reb Zeira was Makar of them, so they should do tshuva. And once he was nifter, they said, Ad hashtav lan gavra deboin rachmalan. Till now we had somebody who could daven for us. Now who's going to daven for us? And that brought them to a tshuva. So the Misas HaTzadik, either to be misoirer, that if this is what could happen to a tzadik, it happens to a tzadik. So we need to do tshuva, or to recognize we don't have the tzadik anymore. And that causes them to do tshuva. Either way, v'ze'inyan tahara kapara aduma. It brings to a tahara of chatoim that a person is awakened to, just like the para aduma. So that's the dimyan to para aduma. And the third dimyan, u'cheshvirus haluchas hapirish. Sheish tzedek hamuchlat v'tzedek hamitztarif. Meir Simcha says, there's something called tzedek hamuchlat. And that's actual justice. It's not dependent on circumstances, not dependent on environment. And then there's tzedek hamitztarif. There's justice that has to do with circumstances and environment. K'moy b'dayroisav hayatzadik. Like by Noach, we say, in his generation he was a tzadik. But one man d'Amar in Sanhedrin says, ha'b'dayroish al Avraham ha'yishmo, lo'y hayatzadik. So he was only a tzadik compared to the people in his generation. Could you say he was muchlat, he was a tzadik? No, Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik. Moshe, Shmuel, they were tzaddikim, not dependent on any outside cheshbonos. B'zeh tzedek hamitztarif. K'moy kein yesh roa hamuchlot v'roa hamitztarif. The same thing is when a person does something wrong. There's roa that's inherently bad, and then there's roa compared to what's going on. That she said in Malachim, by the Isha, she said, now you're coming to be mazker my averus. Shad achshav isi tzadik, v'achshav negdecha ani rasha. I think that was the case. Yeah, the Tzarfas. The Gemara says over there, Loit also said that. Loit also said such a thing. So, she said, until now, I was a tzaddik. And now, compared to you, by you coming here, I think it was Eliyahu HaNavi came. So now I'm a Rasha. B'zeh she'amru Hillel Mechayev Aniyim. Hillel's Mechayev Aniyim. Because having Hillel around, we look and we say, it's a Mechayev for other people. So it's not about the act per se, it's about the environment. It's about comparison to others. So v'im yesh tzaddik ashu meiru maju chador, Dr. Meir Simcha, if there's a tzaddik that's teaching the dar, uvnei dara ein noisin loipanim, ve'nitzamim leiv l'dvarav, and rachman l'tzalam, people aren't listening to him. V'ilam l'umay v'loilamdu, they had the opportunity to learn, they didn't. Oz Hashem yisbarach haroitza b'tzod kam l'keach ha-tzaddik, a peladik of things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this, and we have a problem. Because if I'm going to look at Klal Yisrael, with the tzaddik amongst them, and they're not listening to the tzaddik, and they have the opportunity to listen to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is going to be mechayiv of them. But I want Klal Yisrael to come out b'tzidkus. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do, Rachman al-Itzlan? He takes the tzaddik away. Now there's no tzaddik. So who do we compare the Yidden to then? V'oz neged shara umas, Rebbeinu Sham says, let's look around. Klal Yisrael compared to the other Umas Haylam, they're mamar tzaddikim. Shekishahoya tzaddik b'chayim haya negda rishayim. When the tzaddik was alive, I compared Klal Yisrael to the tzaddik, especially if they had the opportunity to learn from him. They didn't. So, they're rishayim. Take away the tzaddik, now I compare them to who else is around. To Umas Haylam, they're tzaddikim. Pel de kazach. V'zeh kafonas ha-sifri. Tereveyu amei meriva nistapakta lo v'loi balila. The pasuk in the Zayis Habracha by the Bracha Sheva Levi Asher Nisisa B'Masa Tirivehu Al Mei Meriva. So Rashi brings over there that Kadosh Baruch Hu was brings in the Medrash Nistapakta Lavi Loi Ba'Alila. You came unto him with like a rumor. Alila is like a made up thing. It's not made up, it's the wrong word that I'm looking for. Not sure what word I'm looking for, but it was an alila. It was putting suspicion on him. It was making him guilty when he wasn't. So Rashi, the Lashon says, is Kilu ba Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'arma neged Aaron. Why? Because Bishlam of Moshe said Shimuna ha'moirim. So by Mei Meriva, so he did something wrong. What did Aaron and Miriam do? But Hashem says, no, you're all guilty. So as if you like lumped him in. But Meir Simcha is saying a different shat. Shalachein meis Aaron she'madregosa gedoilo l'dor hachadosh b'zepirishu alila. You have to remember, this was at the end of the 40 years. The end of the 40 years, Aaron HaKoyen, this is a new generation. This is a new generation. A new generation, this was after Mises Miriam. A new generation who obviously were not on the proper Madrega. Because by Mei Meriva, they weren't holding on that Madrega of Emunah. So Rabbi Nisham says, we have a big problem over here. Bishlam HaMoshe is going to be Nifter, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. What about Aaron HaKoyen? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I leave Aaron HaKohen alive, and I have a Klal Yisrael here, not in that Madrega, it's going to be a Kitrug and Klal Yisrael. So Aaron HaKohen needs to be Nifter. To remember this, Meshech Chachma for Parshas Chukas, when that happens, he has to be Nifter, so that Klal Yisrael shouldn't have that Kitrug. That's Tiriveyu Amei Meriva, Yistapakta Lovi Loi Balila. That's the Pshat in Alila, says Rav Meir Simcha. The word in Alila was that it was going to be a kitchug against Klal Yisrael. Balila is a kitchug against Klal Yisrael. And because of that, Aaron HaKohen needed to be nifter. V'zem mamish k'shviras haluchas. And that's the mashal to shviras haluchas. Why? Because Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're not going to break the luchas, they're like an eshazish, shazinsa, be'asura, le'bayla, chayamisa. But if you break the luchas, then they're like, they're single, they're not married to me, says the Rabbi Shalom. A much greater aveira and aishas ish, that's mezana. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke them. So when a tzaddik, Rachman Litzlan, needs to be nifter, because Klal Yisrael will end up with a kitrug because of that tzaddik being in their midst, that's like shviras haluchos v'havein. So that, Rav Meir Simcha says, are the three dimyonos here. The dimyon to Yom HaKippurim, Misa Sadikim, it's an eis rotzoin, an eis seguli, but only if you appreciate it and appreciate the tzaddik. Tara of Paraduma, just like Paraduma is mitar, Misa Sadikim is ma'ira people to tshuva, whether it's because they look at them and they say, what are we doing? Or they say, we don't have the tzaddik to daven for us. It's mitar, like the Paraduma. And sometimes Rachmana Litzlan, the Misa Sadikim, is there because Klal Yisrael is just not living up to what the Tzaddik stands for. And if they don't live up to what the Tzaddik stands for, it's a Kitrug. So Hashem Rachmana Litzlan takes the Tzaddik away so that Klal Yisrael shouldn't have that Kitrug. And that's the Dimyon to Shviras Haluchais. V'yiratzein sheyekuim banu u'mocha dima me'al kaponim, says Rameir Simcha. V'shataka b'zeicha to see that day. U'mocha dima me'al kaponim, that we won't have the Misa Sadikim anymore. Adarabu of Tchias Hamesim, Benisa Nigalu, or Benisa Nasidin Ligol, we should take a bizoichet to see that day. Bimhei Ravi Amenu, Amen. Kol Tov, everyone.